Jagannath is in the mood of always crying in separation from Radharani, and Lord Chaitanya is Radharani in the mood of crying for Lord Jagannath. So in the place of Sri Jagannath Puri, these two supreme personalities of Godhead, the Lord and his pleasure potency, are weeping and crying for each other. And it is during the Ratha Yatra that they unite. So during this period of Anavasar, it is explained when Jagannath leads the altar, Lord Chaitanya experiences the same ecstasy as when Krishna left the Ras Lila. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a beautiful story of how during the Govardhan Ras Lila in the springtime, when Krishna left the Rasa dance, the gopis were searching for him. He was sitting under a tree. In order to trick them, when they came before him, he appeared in a four-armed form of Lord Narayana, Vaikuntha. So the gopis, they were not attracted to this form. They were reverentially, respectfully offering their obeisances. And after offering their respectful obeisances, they asked Lord Narayana, "Have you seen Shamsundar? Where did he go?" They did not care for God. They wanted Krishna. So with his four arms, he said he went that way. So they all ran that way. But then when Sri Radharani came, she bowed down before Lord Narayan. And with her love, her supreme love, she asked, "Have you seen Shamsundar, my beloved, my Prana Vallava?" And he tried to point the direction. But due to the power of her love, two of his arms just melted off. And he manifested his true form. So the place that happened is called Paita. It's a little temple just a few kilometers from Govardhan Hill. This temple of Alvarnath is considered to be very, very closely connected to the temple of Paita by the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling the ecstasy of separation from Jagannath, he would come here every year. And here, the deity of Lord Four-Armed Narayan, Lord Chaitanya came in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Lord Chaitanya would see Krishna himself. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his supreme ecstasies of separation, he would lay on this stone, and the stone would melt. And we can see the very impressions of his body, his hands, his head, his knees, his feet, his entire body melted the stone. How special is this place? In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come here every year for that 15 days, feeling the immense separation of Jagannath until just before Ratha Yatra. And oftentimes when the devotees would request things of Lord Chaitanya, which he did not desire to do, he would threaten to leave and go to Alvarnath. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested Mahaprabhu to have an interview with Maharaj Prataparudra, he said, "If you ever ask me this again, I will leave Puri and go to Alvarnath." When the devotees requested that Lord Chaitanya be lenient upon Chota Haridas, Lord Chaitanya wanted to maintain very, very high standard for those in the renounced order. He said, "If anyone asks me again on behalf of this rascal, then I will leave Puri and go to Alvarnath." Sometimes he would say, "Govinda, collect our things, let us go to Alvarnath." The devotee, no, we will not speak again, we will not speak again. So this is a very, very special part of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. The ecstasies of separation that he manifested here were very unparalleled.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.